Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
So this news broke early this morning. Former Patriot, convicted murderer, actually just acquitted but for, on the double murder rap that he was up for.
I know. That happened over our vacation.
Yeah. Aaron Hernandez killed himself in prison.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he killed himself this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like
3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. They pronounced him dead at 4:07 a.m. is what.
But that's East Coast, right? Wow, that's weird. I read the news this morning when I got up and didn't even see that.
Yeah, I heard it at 5 a.m. That was the first thing I had
heard
of it.
Yeah, I heard it, I guess, at 3:58.
I heard it at 4:30.
Oh.
What time did you hear it, Brian?
Brent, when did you hear it?
I heard it just now.
6:06.
Yeah,
on the Sarah and Vinny morning show.
Yeah, it's
told you, heavy, hard hitting.
Wow.
Oh, Aaron Hernandez killed himself in his prison cell. I guess this morning. They're saying yesterday, using a bedsheet. 27-year-old ex-NFL star had just been acquitted in a double murder case, and his lawyer told TMZ Sports he believed that Hernandez had a real shot at getting a previous murder conviction overturned. Although how, I have no idea. Seemed really obvious that he killed the dude. But this morning, officials at Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center in Massachusetts found him dead in his cell. He hanged himself utilizing a bed sheet that he attached to his cell window. He attempted to block his door from the inside by jamming the door with various items. He was discovered, I guess, at, 3:05 a.m. Wednesday morning. So what is that? That's about midnight our time, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
And
yeah.
they did try to save his life. He was transported to a nearby hospital and was pronounced dead at 4:07 East Coast time. Hmm. So Aaron Hernandez is no more.
Hard to feel sorry for the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a conversation about this morning. Mm-hmm. Do you
Bye.
Care to? Yeah. Bye, Felicia.
No
more taxpayer dollars going on.
Don't repeat what I said, Sarah.
I'm not going.
I will cut you out.
I just was leaving you the opportunity to repeat what you said.
Wow.
I would like to say for the record, I didn't repeat it, and I was leaving the door open. If you want to say it again, you can.
Does that have to do with what happened during the commercial break?
What happened during,
what
the, commercial
happened during
break?
The commercial break?
Well, I don't want to get cut from the tribe either.
Oh, the text I got?
Yeah,
he was listening.
Oh. Do you want to care to update us? Or?
Yeah, read the text.
Okay, hold on.
I'll start off by saying 3 crying face emojis. And then
he said, I was listening. I knew I had done something to upset you, but I couldn't remember what it was. I was way hammered. Sorry.
Is that good enough, Sarah?
Me? What's up? You can't. I have a whole.
The problem is that was like the third time he's done.
Yeah,
that.
So that's drinking buddies when they get hammered and their lips get loose. That
sinks ships.
So is the apology accepted or no? That's a no.
You could party with the guy and just not tell him stuff.
Well, I mean, I considered that, and then he could just talk, so I won't say anything. We could do that.
I will defend you, Zed, on this one. It's hard to hang out with people you can't trust, right?
Right.
I mean, nobody really wants to talk about the weather, do they?
Not really.
Right.
It's only when there's that dreaded, uncomfortable silence, you're like, what's up?
I'm pretty sure Johnny V's going, so wait a minute. You got to sell me out every time you're hanging out. You can't talk about anything but me. I got to be the subject or there's nothing.
Well, he is the main.
Can't talk about wow, this drink's delicious.
I mean, how many times can you say that?
I don't know.
Every sip.
He has told me some gnarly stuff that I would never reveal.
Like what?
You should reveal something just to get a little payback.
I'm not like that.
Be like that.
I'll think about it.
All right. So we're never hearing anything.
All right.
So the Facebook killer guy,
mm-hmm.
As Vinny had reported late in the show
Steven
yesterday,
Stevens.
Steve Stevens,
uh-huh.
It looks like they are going to give the $50,000 reward to the McDonald's employees who stalled him at the drive-thru, recognized that it was him, stalled him at the drive-thru, and because even though he wasn't apprehended because he killed himself, they say that they met the they alerted the police and they did their part to stall him, and looks like they're going to split the $50,000
reward.
Well,
good. You know, you should pay those things out. It's what makes people want to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's plenty of people who would say, I'm not saying a thing. That guy, this could come back on me.
Right.
And if you're all finding reasons not to pay those rewards, I would find a reason not to get my phone out and call, you know, and put myself in the middle of this thing.
Right.
So good.
So this is, I guess, Erie, Pennsylvania is where he was when he, so there was a, is, there's a McDonald's there. And as for the reward, Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson said there's an award up to $50,000 for the arrest of this, of Steve Stevens. The money comes from the FBI, ATF, and U.S. Marshals Service. And they're saying people, some people have said they shouldn't get the award because the reward because he wasn't arrested. And they're saying, though, that there have been similar cases over the years where law enforcement determined the reward conditions were met, and despite whatever the outcome is. So it sounds like the employees at McDonald's are, and I don't know how many people were involved. But they're
the whole place by the time they're done telling it.
I was on the phone.
The
with
guy who made the call is
going to
be like, damn, this just went 10 ways.
Right.
Shoot.
Still, there you go. 50 grand. Split up over there. I don't know what they did to stall him at the drive-thru. Just, you know, took a long time.
Oh, something about the fries.
Oh, really? What?
I don't know. The fries weren't ready or something along those lines.
That's typical.
Great.
Not that I've been to McDonald's in 10 years, but, you know.
Sure.
You'll wait for those fries, though.
Yeah, we got to make you a fresh batch.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If you've ever gotten the tail end of the...
These are a bit soggy.
Yeah, janky ones.
Yeah.
Or undercooked. Man, the perfect McDonald's fry is the best fry.
The freshie.
Oh, my God. Don't say
it
that.
Is. Shut up.
You're telling me that's better than the In-N-Out Burger fries?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I do. I love the In-N-Out fries. I think that the In-N-Out fries are a bit of an acquired taste. Like, there's almost something about them being so fresh where they have that, like, an extra potato-y taste where I really just want fry and salt. But McDonald's fries, when they're perfect, they are...
When's the last time you went to a McDonald's, though? I really haven't been in 10 years.
I have been to a McDonald's. Whenever I went to my sister-in-law's 50th birthday party, when we drove from the airport.
So like last summer?
Two summers ago? Oh. I don't know when that was. Yeah. But we were driving from the airport down to the Ozarks. Remember, we went to Branson.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever that was. And we were starving to death, and I was just like, who cares? Just pull over at a McDonald's.
Is that bad parenting?
My kids weren't with me.
Okay, good. Hey,
yeah, that sounds like bad parenting. Where were the kids?
They were in St. Louis with their cousins.
I'm looking at a national survey of what's considered the best fries. Coming in at number 5 is Chick-fil-A. 4 is Five Guys. 3 is McDonald's. 2 is In-N-Out. And the number 1 is the Shake Shack.
Mm. Where's the Shake Shack?
Oh, I don't know. I thought that was an East Coast thing.
I thought you had one of those in Mill Valley.
The Shake Shack?
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of a Shake Shack.
What's the one right by you? Oh, is that Super Duper?
Yeah. Their fries are all right. Everything there's super greasy. But sometimes you crave a little grease.
I've had the Shake Shack in Chicago.
It's good.
Ah.
I'd take McDonald's any day.
Yeah. Sure, I know, but In-N-Out was number 2 on that list, huh?
Yeah.
I do like the In-N-Out fry.
But I'm looking at another list where McDonald's is number 2. I can't believe this other list I'm looking at because number 1 is so wrong.
What is it?
Arby's.
Arby's.
I never even had the fries at Arby's. I don't know if I've ever been to an Arby's. I must have been to an Arby's, right? Didn't there used to be one in San Rafael?
Oh, I don't know. I went to one when I was little in L.A., but...
It's like a roast beef place.
Yeah, something.
Or
like
something.
Mm-hmm. What are
you making
Arby's?
That face
Too
for?
Too bad it's Arby's?
Yeah. Because the only thing I know about Arby's is that Jon Stewart had it out for them.
That's... Yeah.
I mean, it goes to argue roast beef, hamburger, you know.
I don't know. Chop it up, man. I don't want to see. I don't need the googlies in there.
All right.
Richard Simmons. has been in the news recently because no one's seen him in 3 years. Mm-hmm. There's even a podcast called Missing Richard Simmons where it's like these conspiracy theorists. And I think one of his friends who hasn't been allowed to see him in 3 years is part of the cast of characters on this podcast. So we got some information about him this morning. The main point of it is that he's in the hospital. Or at least he was yesterday. No word on which hospital, but somewhere here in California. His rep said he went to the hospital because he'd been battling, quote, severe indigestion and discomfort while eating.
He needed to fart.
And went to the hospital. So I don't know. What's that code for, do you think? Like, you know, this because she's exhausted. Okay, she's a drug addict. You know,
right.
Like he's got severe indigestion and discomfort while eating. Like, what's that code for?
I don't know, but a couple months ago, there was talk that he was transitioning.
Yes, there was.
Definitely. Oh.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Transitioning.
He, according to TMZ, who of course are digging into this, he does leave his Hollywood Hills mansion regularly. It looks like he's got all kinds of disguises, but he doesn't have to put much on to not be noticed. They're saying basically he'll put on a hat and I guess he's got something going on with his legs or something. He uses a cane all the time, so he just sort of stoops and he's put on a little weight. So
well,
his appearance is different.
As long as he's not wearing the dolphin shorts, I would think
right.
That's the giveaway.
The tank top and dolphin shorts, as long as he's not wearing that, who would know? So it looks like he's still out there in the world, and he's at the hospital, or was yesterday, for a tummy problem like your daughter had. Let's see if there's any other... Nah, basically that's it. Severe indigestion. He's expected to make a full recovery. Well, yeah. Oprah is very important. As it's like I need to tell you. Her security, I guess...
By the way, remember we did that story yesterday?
Yes. About the
bakery?
The model bakery.
Model bakery. Guess what?
Are we getting some English muffins?
Yeah.
Oh, when?
I don't know.
Today?
Next week, probably.
I want one next week.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing?
Listen, they have to come all the way from Napa.
Yeah. And you better get here fast because they got to be warm. Freshly skillet fried or whatever they are. Damn.
Well, they are bringing us free food, I guess.
We got to
go
about
do it on their time. I was thinking, you know, I drove from farther than that this morning, right. Model bakery or whoever you are. You can get in your car and get over here.
Anyway, Oprah, yesterday the story about her was that she loves English muffins and these particular ones from up in Napa. I guess some kind of fight broke out near her on a sidewalk in New York City. She was leaving the CBS building, and it looked like she was about to greet a crowd of autograph seekers and, you know, maybe some paparazzi and stuff. But before she could, a couple people started brawling, and some glass got broken. So her security just, like, folds around her and rushes her to her car.
Like she's the president.
Well, she is the president, let's face it. She's the president of something. Oprah Winfrey Incorporated? I don't know. So I have no idea who the people were who were fighting, if they were autograph people or if it's just a case of... You know, what are you looking at? I mean, we are talking about New York here.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows why they were pissed off. But there is video out there if you want to search for it. I'm sure TMZ's probably got it or whoever. If you want to see Oprah whisked to safety. I'm going to skip the Kendall Jenner. Who cares? This is ironic. I just don't care.
I know. You know?
I read the story.
I try to avoid any... Kardashian and Jenner story.
Eric Trump, one of the Trump kids, he did an interview with an Irish newspaper and he shared a pet peeve of his. People who send mean tweets.
That's his pet peeve.
That's his pet peeve. I'm like, oh my God, is he just trying to like indirectly tell his dad he doesn't like it when he tweets mean things? Like, what?
Probably.
No, he's talking about all the people that tweet him.
Well,
I'm sure, but it's
like so ironic that Donald Trump's kid is bitching about people trolling on the internet. Like, really?
It can't be lost on him. It can't be. It's not possible.
He said, I guess he was talking about how pro golfer Rory McIlroy got flack for golfing with President Trump. And it was mean of people to say mean things about him golfing with his dad. He said, no matter what side it's with, you are always going to get backlash. You are going to have a few people who have nothing better to do than to sit behind a computer and send a mean tweet. It's unfortunate, but it's the nature of the game.
Right.
And listen, my dad's the best at that game, so everyone else should just give up. I'm Eric Trump. Out. Hodor from Game of Thrones.
Oh,
he's a famous DJ.
Hodor. Right. Hodor. His name is, in real life, Christian Nairn.
Who?
Christian with a K. Christian Nairn. So he is Hodor in Game of Thrones. He's also a proud gay man from Northern Ireland. And as such, he's very upset that in Northern Ireland, gay couples cannot marry.
Oh.
There's no marriage equality in his native land. And he's considering a run for office to try to help correct it. Not now, but sometime in the future. He says, Hodor, I really don't understand why we're the only little enclave in the country that can't do it. I don't see why people are so concerned at what other people do behind closed doors or in their lives. It's just making sure that everyone's treated equally. Is that so progressive? I don't think it's progressive. I think it's human. So he might run for office.
He should run for office.
Why not?
And they should have that right.
Sure.
Otherwise, if it were me, I'd be like, you're not getting any tax money out of me, you bleep holes. How dare you? Mm. I don't get rights.
Mm.
I don't get rights.
I'm a second class citizen, but I still have to pay first class taxes. Come on.
I don't get rights. I mean, I don't.
Well, look, the world is changing. It just takes a long effing time. I like that. I like the quote there about, is that progressive? That just seems human. Mm. If being progressive means, you know, caring more about other humans, then I'm progressive, I guess. Good luck, Bill Cosby. You know, he came up Monday on The Secret Show, randomly. I don't even remember why he came up.
He came up because he's a big part of Chappelle's stand-up on Netflix, which I only saw the first of, I think, three episodes. He does three hour-long stand-ups in different towns, I think.
You know what? Now you've reminded me. I actually have a Netflix story.
But the hour...
That.
Excuse me, the first hour I watched of Chappelle was excellent. I can see why some people might be outraged or whatever. Maybe you can't take it or don't want to take it or think he's whatever you want to think. But I personally, from my couch, laughed my ass off and loved it. He was excellent.
Netflix has put out 17 comedy specials this quarter, and Chappelle's was its most watched of all time.
It was the 1 hour I watched... And he keeps the part about Bill Cosby, his disappointment and this thing about how he looked up to Bill Cosby. And he's like, and I don't want to give away the lines. There's so many good lines in it, but he's clearly bummed that, you know, here's a guy I looked up to. I'm a black comedian and he's Bill Cosby. Of course I looked up to him.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to give him the benefit of the doubt for like the first 13.
Gosh.
You know, I mean, it's not funny, but it's there he is.
Right.
Like,
you're trying. You can't believe it when you first hear it about Bill Cosby. What's the name of the guy who started that whole thing?
Cannibal Burris.
But Cannonball works for me. Cannonball Burris.
He's actually going to be at Clusterfest.
Oh, and we have tickets for that, too,
yeah.
for the night that Jerry Seinfeld's there.
Mm-hmm,
so
Sunday
keep
night.
Listening to the Alice. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Netflix is saying that with the success of the Chappelle stand-up pieces that are out so far, they are stepping up their investment in comedy, that you're going to see a lot more of that. They did 17 this quarter. So if you're looking for comedy, I guess, you know.
You should tell Scott
Netflix.
When he gets here.
You know what? I'll set this aside for him.
Netflix is right down the street.
Netflix, you should do something with Scott Capurro. He's so funny.
Well, Scott Capurro should just go to their office. I'm
anywhere. Yeah, just knock at the front door.
Where's the camera at? I'm ready.
So, Bill Cosby, just quickly, I'll run down through this. It's just so silly. It's okay. Good luck, Bill. I hope this works for you. He is trying to put together a PR blitz to get the public to embrace him again. His sexual assault trial begins on June 5th, and he's looking at friends and family to go to bat for him. He's got a daughter named Erica who's going to do a high-profile interview talking about how kind and giving her dad is. And both his TV wife, Felicia Rashad, and singer Melba Moore are going to do the same. And his wife, Camille, is going to write some kind of a piece in support of him. Some sources saying they've got it all lined up. They want potential jurors to see the good side and not this monster that everyone's been making him out to be. I feel like he's made himself out. You know, it's like he's in charge of his own the whole raping people for years. So, yeah, okay, good luck to him. There's the early trash. What's coming up, Vinny?
Woman busts the windows out your car.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, you
said. Adidas has to apologize. I'll do some fat. Don't look at you.
Don't look at me.
All right. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Provident Credit Union. Lock in your movable mortgage rate for life with Provident Credit Union. Ooh. Here's what's happening. Well, the Sharks came to play last night. Oh. Boy, they put it on the Oilers. They beat Edmonton 7-0 last night, tying up the series at 2 games. Congratulations.
And these are 5-game series.
I think they're 7.
Are they?
Hold on.
Are we that far along in the process?
I thought it was 5, and then they've changed this stuff around. Hold on a second. I've got it right here. Nope, it's 5.
Okay.
Wait. Nope, it's 7.
Okay. What?
Nope, they're best of the first round is best of 7.
Nope.
So, there you go.
Oh.
No, I got it right here in the paper.
Okay.
Why I like to have the paper handy.
Sure.
It's right there.
When we could find it.
Right.
Best of 7.
Under his pile.
Anyway, the next play is tomorrow at Edmonton. And the Warriors play tonight at home, 7:30 tip time. And they're up 1 in their series against the Blazers. There's that. So, you know, you get close to someone and you do unspeakable things to each other in the bedroom, and you start to feel like you know each other and you're comfortable with each other. And
yes.
What can't we say to each other? I mean, really, right?
There are no lines to cross here.
Except there always are lines. Mm. There's always lines.
I'm intrigued. Where was this person's line?
It's fat. Don't call me fat.
Mm.
Do not. What did you just say?
Oh, is that the line?
A 25-year-old woman named Carrie Marie Corwin from Umatilla, Florida, was drinking with her boyfriend on Saturday when he did the one thing. He called her fat. And her reaction was to grab a tire iron and smash the mother living hell out of his truck.
Well, better his truck than him, but still.
Not your car.
Go, Yuzi. Oh, no, you didn't.
What's the story? He was dating someone?
I don't know.
Your side piece? Your side piece. You had a boyfriend, a steady. Your side piece dated someone, and you destroyed his Camaro? Isn't that how that went? And yelled to the entire apartment complex that he had a small wiener.
I feel like that,
do we have that story remember right? That story so well.
We recap that story every day, I feel like.
Right? I know. Come on. It's old.
It's
no one wants
so
to hear that story
good,
again.
Though. I know, but it's so good. It's just one of those where you go, wow. There's that line for that lady. My side piece does not date.
Yeah.
Ever. Anyway, in this case, by the time the cops got there, the truck was completely trashed, and Carrie was arrested for criminal mischief. But the dude now knows where the line is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you may not need to know anymore because, I mean, this sounds like she got a good workout in, though.
You don't call that even?
No.
So you're saying that he gets dumped?
No, it's not that. it's still not even. Like, her thing was a total overreaction to what
he did.
So it's beyond, it's not even, she's a crazy person.
Oh, she's the one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, he shouldn't have said that. Everybody knows. I mean, I don't know how long you have to be alive before you find out you don't say that to a woman. You know, let's have a look
there
at her.
There she is.
Well, you know.
She's not awful looking. Oh.
Really?
What do you mean?
She looks like a tough chick.
She actually...
Does she have a neck tattoo or is that just her hair?
I think she's got a neck tattoo.
I'm just saying, if she had a sparkly personality...
Kind of a basketball size head.
Yeah.
And with tiny little eyes.
Hold it to the camera.
She looks pissed, man. This is one girl you do not call fat.
You're telling me she couldn't bring you around with a, you know, some witty convo? A little flirtation here and there.
This one?
You wouldn't come around to her ever, huh?
Well, right. Would you?
I'm just the reporter here.
We're asking the reporter. Would you do that?
So this girl... So, wait, has...
Would I do that?
Would you do
she
that?
Says.
So, would you...
She's scary looking. I'm
you know,
sorry.
She's scary looking.
Even the tilt of her...
I go for
the attitude,
the scary ones.
Tilt of... Oh, my God.
Like, really? I'm in jail? This is my mugshot, really?
Right. The attitude and the tilt of the head in this one is just if I'm the person taking her picture, I'm taking a step back. Like, can I get some security
telephoto
here?
Telephoto lens, please.
Right. I'll take this from across the quad. Yeah, she is, her nice eyebrows. I mean, you know, and her hair seems combed. You know, so that's on the positive side.
Well, I thought she was
Do you want to save this picture
in
so
it,
you can
no, that's okay.
Look at
I'll
it later?
Put it in the recycler.
All right.
Next story. Let's just move on.
Or we could continue to talk about it.
Someone goes, he meant fat. P-H-A-T.
I'm like, girl.
Pretty hot and tempting.
You're fat.
Pretty hot and tempting.
And she's all, no, you didn't mean that. Where's the crowbar?
So
can you picture that girl just wielding a crowbar? Oh, that chick is so scary. Like, I would be out the back door, like running for the neighbors. Help me.
I think in her mind, she's probably like, okay, we're even. We can move forward now with a clean slate. You called me fat. I ruined your car. We're good.
So somewhere in her mind, that makes sense.
That's what I'm thinking.
She's just, okay.
I'm thinking she's like, all right, well, that's what, you know, that's what I needed to do to be okay with hanging out with you again.
Right.
Oh, 707's got my quote there.
What did they say?
Vinny.
Vinny said, she's not awful looking. Nice. Well, you know.
I was trying to be generous.
Awfully scary.
I didn't realize my partner was going to make a face like, you lying bitch. Jesus.
The question is, what's the punishment going to be the next time he crosses the line?
Well, please tell me he's not dumb enough to go for the next time. I mean,
she's going to set him
like, that's a breakup, right? Isn't
she gonna burn the house down?
She might make the news again, but I don't think that couple makes the news again. You're right. Yeah. He moves on. He has to move on.
Oh, he has to. Maybe the comment was his way of getting the party started. Like, I can't be in this relationship anymore.
Oh, that's how he broke it up?
I guess. He just didn't expect his truck to be the casualty of war.
He's now sitting at a bus stand. Damn.
It was totally worth it.
I should have just said, I don't want to date anymore. Yeah. I want to break up.
What?
Those are hard words to say.
They are. Sure. Especially when you're just sitting at home having a few drinks. I mean, really? Do we have to break up tonight? Because I'm...
Have you ever broken up with someone? I know you've been married for 100 years, and even the times you dated, you barely really dated. But
yeah,
did you ever
up.
Have
I mean,
a steady where you were, like with Whitey, you weren't together, right?
No, we were together when I finally, but I just kind of ghosted on him. I wasn't good at saying, hey.
Those are hard words to say.
Yeah.
And it's even worse when someone's like, why? You're all, oh, no.
I know. Well, oh, I didn't think that. I didn't think far enough ahead.
Did you just ask that? Dang it.
Because I just want to. I want to break up. I just want to be with you.
We're not a good fit, by the way, is the answer that I've honed that down to. We're not a good fit. Go with that.
All right. Try it. Let us know how it works.
Everyone,
does that work,
we're
Vinny?
Just not a good fit.
Well, it works for Vinny. He just keeps saying it over and over and over again.
We're just not a good fit.
2 hours later, still on the phone saying that every 10 seconds.
Companies have to market themselves to stay out there. There's advertising, but now we've got social media, and there's so many ways to, I mean, on one hand, it's an inexpensive way to be out there in the with people.
Get a lot of bang for the very little buck.
Alice973, check us out on Instagram. We're posting all the time. We got a guy.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Homan.
You're welcome.
Problem with it is sometimes you might drop the opposite. Instead of having something go well, it backfires, and there you are.
We've seen it, yeah. You make a comment on something that just falls the wrong way.
So you tell me.
All right.
Adidas sent out marketing email to its customers yesterday with the subject, quote, "Congrats, you survived the Boston Marathon." Now, in theory, they're touching on the fact that a marathon's really hard.
Very difficult.
Long run, very difficult to even qualify.
Sure. It's one of the big ones.
Yeah. Of course, there was a tragedy there 4 years ago, so...
It comes off as incredibly insensitive and, oh, great, you're going to remind me that that happened.
There was a terrorist bombing there and people...
Let me ask you something. Uh-huh. I assume that Adidas takes part in more than just the Boston Marathon. Is this a typical email that they would send out to
they
people they know
out,
participate?
They send out, I'm sure, marketing email to everyone, but this was specific to Boston because later in the body of the email... They used the phrase that came out of the aftermath, the Boston Strong.
Mm.
You're Boston Strong, what's next? People started criticizing them on social media instantly, and they quickly sent out an apology. We are so sorry. Clearly, no thought was given to the insensitive email subject line. I feel like you give them that one. It doesn't sound like they were out to make everyone feel.
Yeah, I.
You know what I mean?
They're
not trying to be funny.
That was just a step in like a little, kind of like an older hardened poop. It wasn't like a big wet sloppy one, you know, like sometimes people step in.
That creamed crap.
Right.
That you're,
those
you're
shoes like, oh,
are.
These, I might as well just throw these out. I mean, it's even on my pant leg, for God's sake. This was just like a little crusty. That's not too bad. I mean, in the grand scheme of the gaffes that people make in online media. But it does just go to show you, you really do need to think through what you're tweeting out or putting out in your social
media. Before you press send.
Yeah. Ask a few people.
Reread that.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
Oh my God, I love a fast fact.
Tom Hanks' brother, Jim.
Jim Hanks.
Jim Hanks does the voice of Woody in everything except the Toy Story movies.
What?
He handles the video games, dolls, TV specials, and everything else.
Really?
Jim Hanks.
I have never heard of Jim Hanks. So he just sounds exactly like Tom.
He's quietly making a mountain of money.
They don't look alike.
There's one picture. He's a bald dude.
Yeah.
But there's one picture where he's kind of squinting a little that looks like Tom Hanks. Yeah. But yeah, other than that.
Well, maybe Tom would be a bald dude, too, if he didn't have all that expensive hair surgery.
Oh, he's got Hollywood money.
I mean, we've seen it where you're like, oh.
Let's have a look.
That's a sewed-on hair. Oh, he's not a bad-looking guy, though.
Yeah.
Oh, Louise. Through the eyes, for sure. I can definitely see it.
Too late.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually,
the eyes.
Actually, I have some audio, too.
Oh, let's hear the...
Step above yours, who?
Oh, the competition's on.
Oh.
Oh.
So that's him doing Tom.
Yeah, he sounds exactly like his brother.
He's 5 years younger.
Play it again. I didn't hear it. My headphones.
It's too late.
Oh. Just play it again. Hear it. So this is Jim Hanks. Just play it.
You're mean, Bryn.
I want to hear it again anyway. See, mm-hmm. It sounds just like
it's good.
Hey,
Woody's so great.
Oh, I love those movies so much. I really love him.
Yep.
Do you cry a little bit?
No.
When Jesse, the you know, when she loved me?
No, I didn't cry for that.
Oh, dude.
You did?
I'll tear up if I even think about it too much.
The first number one single by an Asian American was Like a G6, yeah, by Far East Movement in 2010.
Oh, play that.
Really? I love this song.
You so know this?
Bryn. Look at Bryn.
You know, the only reason I know this is we used to all go over to the Empower You or whatever the hell the thing was called. Empower Gym.
The boxing.
Yeah, and you had to do, for the whole length of the song, you had to do jumping jacks. And you just, I guess this is the perfect beat for doing jumping jacks. That's the only reason I know it, but I do love this song.
Like a G6, everyone. Who the hell would know about planes, of all the things? A G6 is a plane,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but it's, you know, a really nice jet. It's like, that's what you want when you become like
a big star. If you aspire to planes.
Well, listen, private air travel is the way to go, Vinny.
I would
if you
like
can
to,
afford it.
Yeah, I would like to get over that hill without the windy roads. That would be nice.
Oh, man. Imagine that, if you could have like a little personal flying device. That'd be great.
So cool.
What was the name
Jetsons
of that band?
Style.
Far East Movement. I just got last night in the middle of the night. I was, or I guess it would, when was that? Oh, 3 a.m. I stepped on something and made so much noise and was like, mother.
What was it?
Then I stopped myself. So I was one of those things where, you know this, where everyone's asleep in the house and you're just trying to do what you do. And I just made.
Like a toy? Would
like
you step
on? Like a crash.
On?
I think I stepped on the scale, but on the side of the scale in the dark.
Yes.
And the thing went
goes,
up.
Down, pow,
down on the tile and was so loud. And anyway, I just was like, mother. So when I got up, when I got to my phone, there was a text that said, nice job, Slick, from the missus. And I didn't know what it was for.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I'm like, God, that's what my dad used to say to me when I would be in trouble for, like, nice job, Slick, way to go. And I'd just be all right. Anyway, she said that and I didn't. So I wrote her and was like, what'd I do? And she just wrote me back and said, whatever you stepped on this morning, it sounded like the house was coming down.
Well, that's Vinny.
Oh, that's right.
No matter what he's doing, it sounds like the house is coming down.
Yeah. That's him trying to be quiet.
Did someone move the scale or what happened?
Is it always dark there?
It was dark. You know, before I, when I was free like a bird, I should say, everything was in its place. Everything was quiet. Now we've got a kid and there's a missus and who knows what room everyone's sleeping in. And I get to the shower and there's a million toys on the floor of the shower as I'm.
Yeah.
Ah!
Do you take out the toys or do you leave them in while you
leave them right in. I just got
to. Sure, kick them to the side and get wet.
It's 4 a.m. This has to happen. Yeah. Anyway, that's the reason this stuff moves a lot. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Vinny, watch Chappelle's show based on your recommendation. The Austin second episode is even better than the first.
Oh.
Love him. 510 says, the second episode is better than the first.
Wow, that's saying something. You love that first episode.
I think, well, he used to come on our show a lot, and we've said this, he used to hang out like he came with no one.
Right, and just sat down and...
And would stay.
Yeah, as long as we wanted him to.
We, of course, have no audio from that, because we...
That was the days before everything got, you know, automatically saved.
But anyway, so, yeah, I loved the first one, so I look forward to the second.
And I think that there's a third one that's on its way, or is it already...
Someone wrote that in, too, and they said... there's only two right now, but there is a third coming.
Right. And I'm sure they're going to do more. Listen, it was the biggest, they say it's the biggest comedy thing that they've done, and they are looking at more comedy stuff. I don't know why they wouldn't. I mean, there's people out there doing comedy all the time. Why not?
Well, because some people who call themselves comedians aren't funny.
Well, they wouldn't have to put the unfunny ones up. I mean, okay. You know, there must be some board of directors who could say that's not funny.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, my God. So much stuff. I've got the Hot 100 new songs from Prince coming out this Friday on the one-year anniversary
really?
Of his death. Yeah, and Metallica for you.
Oh, sweet.
Sort of Metallica. Don't get your hopes up too high.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.